This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the VA has a slew of appointments it still needs to reschedule from the beginning days of the pandemic. USDA headquarter employees are worried about returning to the office with no safety protocols put in place. And USPS is 86ing a new plan to get mail carriers on their routes faster. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. 2 million appointments canceled during the initial wave of the coronavirus pandemic still need rescheduling at the Veterans Health Administration. VHA canceled over 7 million appointments between mid-March and May 1st. The goal was to limit exposure for patients and VA staff to COVID-19 during the height of the pandemic. But VA's Inspector General says it's important for the agency to follow up with those patients now. The department risks losing those veterans in an already complex VA health system. 5 million of the 7 million canceled appointments are rescheduled or converted to virtual consultations. Lawmakers in the National Capital Region are concerned about the Agriculture Department's reopening policies for employees. Virginia Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton says she's heard from employees at USDA's Food and Nutrition Service. They're worried about being forced to come back to the office without proper safety precautions in place. Wexton, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, and their colleagues in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia wrote to USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue. They're asking USDA to revisit and revise its reopening plans. Federal employees may not have the option to opt out of the president's planned payroll tax deferral. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco has more.
The Defense Finance and Accounting Service told some of its customers no agency, provider, or employee can opt out of the president's policy. DFAS says all federal providers must implement the payroll tax deferral in unison. Many federal employees, though, are still looking for more answers about the policy and its impacts on their taxes next year. Unions and members of Congress are demanding more information about the payroll tax deferral for federal employees. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
The Postal Service has terminated its mail sortation pilot aimed at getting letter carriers started on their routes earlier in the day. This comes as part of a settlement with the National Association of Letter Carriers, which filed a grievance about the pilot. The Postal Service has agreed to negotiate with the union if it decides to bring back a modified or alternative version of the pilot. The agency started the expedited to street afternoon sortation pilot in July as part of a broader effort to get letter carriers to start and end their routes on time. The Census Bureau is working on a compressed timeline to wrap up the 2020 count. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has details.
Senior census officials told the House Oversight and Reform Committee in closed-door briefings that the Bureau has revised its schedule to meet statutory deadlines. But documents prior to the meeting warn of serious risks to data quality if the Bureau fast-tracks some quality assurance steps. Bureau officials have also raised concerns about hurricane season causing further delays to the 2020 schedule. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
A trifecta of cybersecurity policy dropped yesterday. Here's Federal News Network's Jason Miller.
The Office of Management and Budget and the Homeland Security Department's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency will keep chief information security officers busy over the next year. OMB released the final vulnerability disclosure policy, detailing the overarching approach agencies should take to address new and longstanding holes in their cyber defenses. At the same time, CISA published the VDP Binding Operational Directive and implementation guidance, giving CISOs a series of deadlines and questions to consider as they're setting up their VDP and bug bounty programs. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification Accreditation Body is partnering with Dun & Bradstreet to check on companies that want to be third-party assessment organizations and provide assessment services. The accreditation body and DNB signed a memorandum of understanding where the company will provide financial and ownership background checks on a pro bono basis. The CMMC AB began training the first cohort of three PAOs and assessors this week. A federal appeals court rejects one of the legal challenges to DOD's Jedi Cloud program. Federal News Network's Jared Serbu reports.
On point after point, the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit agreed with a lower court ruling that had already sided against Oracle. The unanimous three-judge panel rejected each of Oracle's arguments. The company had challenged DOD's decision to make Jedi a single award contract, its cybersecurity criteria, and also alleged conflicts of interest. The multi-billion dollar contract still faces a separate legal challenge by Amazon Web Services. The Pentagon plans to take corrective action that could resolve that case by September 16th. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
The Defense Health Agency launches 74 new websites for Air Force hospitals and clinics. The website uses the TRICARE domain to incorporate easier access to information about the facilities and insurance. The website upgrades are part of the DHA's takeover of military medical facilities. The Air Force has already transitioned all of its hospitals and clinics to DHA. The agency will own all of the military's medical infrastructure by 2022. However, DHA is experiencing some pushback from the military services. The third annual Innovation Rodeo is starting this month. The campaign, hosted by the Air Force Installation and Mission Support Center, gives service members and civilians a chance to win $1 million in funding and resources to pursue their ideas. The theme this year is Base of the Future, and the Air Force is looking for ideas on how installations can change to move the service forward. The campaign is open until December 1st. And the Securities and Exchange Commission delays for the second time a vote on a rule that the whistleblower community is not too happy about. Here's more from Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
The rule under consideration has been baking for 2 years. It would let the SEC trim the larger monetary awards whistleblowers can receive for exposing corporate malfeasance. Awards run from 10% to 30% of the dollar sanctions the SEC levies, so the money doesn't come from federal appropriations. In July, the SEC boasted it had awarded $119 million to 20 people in the prior 10 months alone. I'm Tom Temin.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast, subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.